Technical difficulties pregame, and we are ready to go with baseball, a wave and a miss. Jonas Rodriguez blows one past Pete Crow Armstrong at 96. Away we go on this Tuesday evening. Game one of six between our Chiefs and the South Bend Cubs. 0-1, a swing and a pop-up off the bat of Crow Armstrong. This will land amongst the people. This first inning will serve as a brief pregame show as well. We'll set the table for you, give you the Cubs offense, Cubs starting nine in just a moment. Rodriguez, the 0-2, Crow Armstrong in the air, deep to right. Three pitches in, it's 1-0 Cubs. Well, this young man's playing in the Futures game on Saturday, and that's why a long home run, his fourth at the high A level. And before we can even settle in, it's 1-0 South Bend. How about 4:23 off the bat? And they continue to have fun at our expense. Rodriguez had him nothing and two. Here's Fabian Pertuz now. First pitch, cut on and missed, 0-1. Pertuz, Pinyango round out the top third of their lineup. Casey, Wogu, and Opitz, 4, 5, and 6. Verdugo, Murray, and Santana round things out for South Bend. Lineup card filled out by skipper Lance Reimel. 0-1, swing and a miss. Rodriguez took something off. He is not. That's a positive. Bad news, however, one of those pitches ended up over the right field wall. It's the 0-2, Pertuz, a swing and a foul back, like an emergency hack. One nothing, South Bend. Rodriguez looking for a rebound, the 0-2, it's in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Give you the Chiefs defense in just a moment. Rodriguez on the year is 1-9 with a 4.95. I think he's a little bit better than that record would indicate. Most guys are, right, when you have something that extreme. Here comes the 1-2 from the right-hander. It's grounded slowly, foul towards the third base dugout. We'll do it again. South Bend did touch him up on June 24th. 5 innings, 10 hits, 7 runs all earned. He struck out 4. Rodriguez has his sign, another 1-2. Pertuz gets jammed and floats one into foul ground. Off of first, Whalen makes the catch. There's the first out of the night. One away for Pinyango. The Chiefs defensively, Reichenborn, Jew, and Lott from left to right. Third to first on the infield dirt. Tovalin, Mendoza, Buschberger, and Whalen. Catching for Jonas Rodriguez is Carlos Soto. Pinyango, 11 home runs on the year. 49 ribbies. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Infield shaded towards the right side. Rodriguez, the high leg kick, and he gets an awkward cut and a miss. Back foot slider. Count 1-1. What is Pinyango doing against us, you ask? Feels like he has our number, and the numbers would indicate that. 318, the batting average. Hits one sharply for a base hit into right. On cue, he ticks that average up a little bit higher against us. 112 off the bat. Holy smokes. Casey digs in now. This is an interesting South Bend roster, a lot of guys acquired via trade. Riguez's first pitch misses high and away, ball one. Cubs traded off a lot of big league guys, and they are taking their lumps right now at the big league level, but certainly have had some success, some of the guys they've acquired. 1-0 pitch misses away, two balls and no strikes. 1-0 South Bend, a leadoff homer from Pete Crow Armstrong. Hitters count for Casey. Rodriguez a 2-0. Casey drives one the other way. Reichenborn broke back, and now it falls in for a hit. Tyler did not have the best read on that ball. Sinking line drive falls in for a hit. Third knock of the inning. Here comes Jordan Wogu. Game time temperature brought to you by the fine folks at Standard Heating and Cooling. Check them out, 906 Southwest Adams. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. 84 degrees. Very comfortable night. First pitch to Wogu is crushed foul down the left field line. A little out in front of on an off-speed pitch. Wogu, 247, four homers, 20 runs driven in. He's battled some injuries this year. A one serve is fouled straight back. Wind right now blowing out towards right center. Not that Crow Armstrong needed any help on that home run. May have given him a boost. Now a drive to left. Reichenborn back onto the track. The ballpark will hold this one. He makes the catch for out number two, and the runners stay put. Wogu in batting practice. I get it. It's BP, right? Doesn't always translate. May not mean much. But if you're familiar with Dozer Park, the ball does not fly well to center field. It's where deep fly balls go to die. And he hit one off the top half of the batter's eye in center. Opitz is swinging a foul to begin his AB, the count 0-1. You do not see that very often in this ballpark, whether it's BP, whether it's game action. And he did that a couple of times. It's a Cubs team that they have a lot of pop up and down the lineup, but they are actually in the bottom half when it comes to home runs. One pitch misses outside. The bottom half of the Midwest League, that is. They are eighth with 71 homers. There's a 12-team Midwest League, six teams aside, the West and East divisions, respectively. Riguez is 1-1. It's grounded foul towards the Peoria dugout. Count 1-2. Obviously, first inning has not been picture-perfect for Dionis Rodriguez, but he is a strike away from getting out of this inning, allowing Jess the leadoff homer. I think Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs skipper, would take that. 1-2, he gets a cut and a miss, and that's that. Three hits in the inning, including a homer. South Bend jumps much worse. Credit to Dionis Rodriguez, bowing his neck and limiting the damage. We go to the home half of the first, South Bend 1, Peoria to the plate when we return. Listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thank you.
Cody Schindler with you as left-hander Jordan Wicks continues his warm-up tosses. He's 3-3 on the year with a 3.94. Again, if you tuned in looking for the pregame show, we battled some early technical difficulties. Thought we started at 7.05, perhaps. So let's give you the Chiefs lineup in full, shall we? Lineup's brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Lott, Whalen, and Bushberger at the top. Jones, Tovalin, and Reichenborn, 4, 5, and 6. Soto, Mendoza, and Jew round things out for our Chiefs against the South Bend left-hander. The defense behind Wicks, Wogu, Crow Armstrong, and Casey, left, center, and right. Verdugo, Pertus, Santana, and Murray from third to first on the dirt. Catching for Jordan Wicks, Casey opens. Way we go. Wicks pumps in a strike. It's 0-1. Wicks taken out of Kansas State. He was a Cubs first rounder last year. One pitch missed high and wide. 1-1. South Bend, they got a peek at the Cardinals 2021 first rounder back in May, Michael McGreevy. 1-1 serve. Eclipse the outside edge. Strike called to make it 1-2. Jared Molman is our home plate umpire tonight. Clyburn. Rondon Romero on the bases. Two pitches in the dirt, two balls and two strikes. Chiefs wearing their alternate baby blue tops, red script across the chest with red numbers, home white pants. A 2-2 pitch, it's cut on and missed. Breaking ball just ran in on the hands of Lott. It was down swinging, one away for Brady Whalen. South Bend wearing their alternate blue tops. Just a pinch of red on the shoulders. Her traveling gray pants. Bright red caps. One quick out before Whalen digs in. The former switch batter takes inside for ball one. Now a full-time left-handed hitter. 1-0 pitch. Whalen swings and fouls it back near us. Count 1-1. If you're tuning in for the first time on MILB TV, welcome. Dimensions here at Dozer Park. We'll give it to you in a moment. 1-1 pitch is downstairs, 2-1. 3-10 down each line. 400 to straightaway center. Left center field gap much more friendly than the right. Here's a screamer foul. Right field line. 2-2 the count. Wicks has his sign. The next offering. It's fouled back. Be a souvenir. Seems to me that Wicks, and we've seen him a couple of times, is working with a lot more pace than we are used to seeing. Oh. Whalen pops it up. Foul ground behind the plate. Opitz back. He makes the catch just shy of the backstop. Two outs. Wicks really struggled in his last outing against us. Could not get out of the second inning. 1 2/3 innings pitched. 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned. A walk and 2 Ks. His best pitch is his changeup. Gets a swing and a miss. I think it was a straight change. Bushberger, the battery, swings from the right side. 295 with a pair of home runs. A one pitch, a check swing, foul, excuse me. And it's quickly nothing and two on the Peoria second baseman. Wicks wasting no time. The 0-2. Bushberger gets jammed and pops one up. Backpedaling in a shallow right center. It's the second baseman, Santana, who puts away out number three. Three up, three down go the Chiefs. We're off to the second. 1-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Value property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Bottom third of the Cubs order due in the second, 1-0. South Bend, Verdugo, Murray, and Santana. They'll get their first look tonight anyway. Dionis Rodriguez, who misses wide with ball one. Verdugo, .277 the batting average, a pair of homers, 15 runs driven in. That's from the right side, a slightly open stance. Rodriguez, the glove up near his nostrils, pumps in the 1-0, and it's lined foul. Look out, homer! Oh, my goodness. That ball was mere feet from our mascot, our Dalmatian friend, who appears to be about 7 feet tall tonight. I'm not sure who's wearing homer. 1-1 pitch. Hit sharply back through the box. A base hit in the center. Verdugo leads off the second with a sharply hit single. And for any of the youngsters watching, I'd like to amend that statement. There's nobody wearing that Homer costume. That is actually Homer the dog, who will turn, 20 this year? Maybe 15? 13? We'll get to the bottom of it. As many of you may know, the Chiefs were at one time the Cubs' low A affiliate here in the Midwest League. B.J. Murray, the batter, he cranks one towards right center. Lott on the run. It's over his head, and it will bang off the base of the wall. Verdugo to third. Lance Reimel will wave him around. Might be a play. Buschberger, the throw from right. It was online. Just a hair tardy. It's an RBI double for Murray. He's hitting just .173 prior to that two-bagger. Already five hits in this ball game for South Bend, and they lead it 2-0. Number 9 batter, Santana. He was in the 2 spot for much of the week that we saw South Bend. It was back in June. The 9th this evening. Now a ball trickles out from underneath the glove of Soto. And to third on the play goes Murray. Chiefs have their infield halfway. Now the 1-0. A ground ball past the diving Wayland and into right. Santana did not hit it hard, but it was well placed. RBI single, and it's 3-0 Cubs. Bottom of the order, they've wasted no time. A single, a double, a single, and here's Pete Crow Armstrong. Left-handed batter. First pitch from Rodriguez way upstairs for ball one. Crow Armstrong was acquired in a trade with the Metropolitans in a deal that sent Javier Baez, the former Chief, to the Mets. Now the 1-0. Swing and a foul back. Count 1-1. We did not see a ton of this kid when we were in South Bend back in an injury. Perhaps it was an undisclosed injury, but he was sidelined for a period of time in the month of June. He's now 2-for-2, and a ground ball base hit in the center. Going first to third on the play is Santana. They're at the corners. Still nobody out. Here's Fabian Pertuz. Jonas would like a mulligan. Seven hits. South Bend, and now Edwin Moreno, the Peoria pitching coach, out to have a word. It's been an interesting year for Rodriguez. We mentioned 1-9, the record, 4.95, the earned run average. He had a stretch of 9 starts, and he would usually log 5 innings or so in each of these outings, where he allowed 5 hits or less. That's pretty impressive, right? It's not like a reliever who's logging an inning here, an inning there. All starting efforts. But just couldn't quite put it together consistently. And when Rodriguez would put together a sound outing, he would not get that run support that he was hoping for. Case in point, May 27th against Lake County, allowed 1 unearned tally, charged with a loss. He's in quite the bind here, however. After the meeting, his first pitch is low and in the dirt. Ball 1 to Pertuz. Middle infielders are playing back. They're looking to twist it. There goes Crow Armstrong. 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed. Soto, the catcher, eats it. It's a stolen base for the Cubs center fielder. Three nothing South Bend. We're in the top of the second. Game 1 of this series. Game 7 of 12 on our homestand. 1-1 pitch. Paints the outside edge. Good spot to live. Count 1-2. We've seen Rodriguez as high as 96 in the early going. Use a punch out here. Little shoulder shimmy. Now the 1-2, and it's cut on and missed. Pertuz got beat in the zone. Second strikeout for Rodriguez. It's an important first out, but still work to be done with Yohendrick Piñango stepping in. We're just talking the other day about who would represent the West Division if we had an All-Star game this year. I think Piñango would be up there, right? 49 runs driven in. He takes down and in for ball 1. There have been some big boppers in the East Division this year. Some of the guys we have not seen. Obviously, De La Cruz, one of the top prospects in the Red system. 1-0 pitch, Piñango fouls it back to even things at 1. Christian Encarnacion Strand, he'd be a no-brainer. Cedar Rapids. But look at some of these big home run numbers, and while you may not see Piñango in the top 10 of the league in that category, he takes a pitch high and away, 2-1. He is 5th in RBIs, and the man on deck, Owen Casey, is 6th. A couple of young guys as well. This is a young ball club, all things considered. And 1. Tell you what, a rough start for our guys, but a beautiful night for all of this, huh? Maybe 5 clouds in the vicinity. 3-1 pitch misses wide. Yango works a walk, his second reach, and the sacks are full for Owen Casey. If you follow me on Twitter, Cody Schindler underscore, you would know that just the other day we had an alligator overhead. Sometimes you see those shapes in the clouds. Thought it was worthy enough to interrupt our broadcast to share that. 3-1 gone. Casey offers it the first pitch and lifts it into shallow right. Lott coming on, gets behind it. He makes the catch and the runners will hold. A strong one-hop throw to the plate from Lott. Two outs in the inning. Here comes Jordan Woku. Woku. He flied to left in the first inning. There is action in the Chiefs pen. That's Levi Prater just getting loose. First pitch from Rodriguez to Woku. A wave and a miss. A good slider. Count 0-1. Deonis, mostly a fastball slider mix. Like you can say that about a lot of guys nowadays. We'll mix in a slow curve from time to time. Change up that he'll break out mostly against lefties. Only a 1 in the dirt. Soto able to smother that one. Ball and a strike. Santana, the runner at third. Crow Armstrong stands at second. First base occupied by Pinyango. We're in the top of the second, 3-0. This is the final series between the two rival clubs this season. 1-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Woku chased a bad one. It's 1-2. Decent contingent here tonight, expecting some big crowds as the week goes on. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Rodriguez, 1-2, a wave and a miss, and that ends the inning. Cubs get two more, however. We're on to the Chiefs half of the second, down 3. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Navigated a clean first. Chiefs will try to touch him up here in the second. 3-0 South Bend. Jones, Tovelin, and Reichenborn do. LJ is one of my favorite guys to be around. It, you may have saw it on the MILB TV feed. Jones, before he enters the AB, always has a kind word for the umpire and the opposing catcher. Takes ball one down and in. Homer yesterday, 1-0 pitch, grazes the outside end, just 1-1. He did not homer yesterday, he homered Sunday. But you know what I meant. 1-1 pitch, good breaker, swung on and missed, it's now 1-2. Chiefs nearly rallied from a 4-0 deficit that contest on Sunday. Here's another breaker. This one spiked in the dirt. Count even at 2. Chiefs scratched a pair in the 7th. Beloit then scored in the top of the 8th to make it 5-2. 2-2 from Wicks is a strike 3 call. Grazed the knees. Second punch out for the Cubs left-hander. Here comes Tovalin. Jones, the aforementioned Jones, he had a 2-run blast to left to make it 5-4. Then Noah Mendlinger, in his 71st professional game, hit his first home run, a line shot rocket to right, and that evened things at 5. His pitch to Tovalin, there's a strike called, 0-1. Then in the top of the 9th, it appeared that Nick Trogerlich-Iverson picked Nassim Nunez off of second. There's a rollover foul on the right side. It's 0-2. The ball certainly beat Nunez to second. There was no doubt about that. 0-2 pitch misses in the dirt. It's 1-2. But the base umpire, Brian Van Vranken, ruled him safe. Okay. Well, the next pitch, single in the center, gave Skycarp the lead. Swinging a foul back to keep things at 1-2. Patrick Anderson was following the single. Second ejection of the year. Next pitch from Wicks in the dirt. He's in a heavy dose of that curveball here in the second inning. 2-2 the count. Tovalin, 216 the batting average, a pair of homers. Next pitch up and in. He checked his swing on the appeal. Count loaded up. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chiefs looking for their first base runner here in the early going. Down by a field goal. 3-0. Wicks has his sign. The payoff pitch is a called strike 3. 94 on the radar gun. 2 outs. Here's Reichenborn. Tyler had a 26-game on-base streak that extended through much of June. He takes a belt-high strike. It's 0-1. Streak was snapped on July 3rd against Quad Cities. He's been in a little rut this month, and he just went around on a check swing. Quickly fall behind, 0-2. Wicks ready. The next pitch, way high. 1-2. Looking for a 1-2-3 second. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Inning over. Wicks punches out the side. 4 Ks through 2 for the South Bend left-hander. Jonas Rodriguez will look for his first scoreless frame of the night. He's back to the rubber. We go to the third. 3-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my CEFQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
We'll be right back.
Rodriguez just fired his final warm-up toss. He will encounter Opitz, Verdugo, and Murray in the South Bend third. See what the Cardinals did this evening? Jordan Hicks as an opener. Interesting. Stealing a page out of the Tampa Bay Rays playbook. Opitz bats from the left side. His first pitch, rather the first pitch he sees is a strike. It's 0-1. So Hicks being used as the opener. Johan Oviedo up in the bullpen. There's a ground ball foul to the right at first. It's nothing at two. Ollie Marmol, Cardinals skipper in the pregame, he was saying that then scoop up the bulk of the work out of the pen. So it'll be interesting to see how he deploys Cardinals pitching staff this evening. Opitz fouls the two-strike pitch away to stay alive. He'll see at least another. And where are the Cardinals this Tuesday, you ask? Well, they're at home taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Strike pitch ran up and in, 1-2. I feel like we haven't talked a ton about the Dodgers this year. They're 56-29. They just kind of do their thing, right? 1-2 pitch, a swing and a ground ball towards second. Buschberger gloves, throws to first in time, one away. Start for Rodriguez, first time tonight that he's retired the leadoff batter in the inning. One away, here's Verdugo now. Singled and scored as part of the two-run second. Rodriguez lifts the arms over the head. Pitch misses inside. Move the feet of Verdugo. Count 1-0. Infield and outfield playing straight up. Here comes the 1-0. Slider caught the bottom of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1. The Dodgers throwing out there tonight. Now the 1-1 pitch. Grazes the outside edge. It's 1-2. Mitch White starting for the Dodgers. A young guy, 27 years old. He's made just 36 big league appearances. 1-2 home, a swing and a one hopper to third. Gloved by Toveline. Throws chest high to Whalen. Two down. I believe it was Sunday, right? He hit 684. And did I read this correctly that a woman won 684 chicken nuggets? From Chick-fil-A. I would have assumed McDonald's. I think of Chick-fil-A. I think of the sandwich, right? B.J. Murray, the batter, he takes inside 1-0. So how did they pick this woman to win the prize? Just drew her name out of a hat, huh? 1-0 pitch down and in. Two balls and no strikes. So 684 chicken nuggets. How many servings is that? What do they normally come, like a 10-pack, a 6-pack? A 10-pack would be some easy math. As Murray pops one up, it will get foul in the South Bend dugout, or rather off the top of the South Bend dugout. 2-1 the count. Well, if it's a 10-piece, right, you're saying that you're going for 68 servings. It's a 6. Oh, is that all? How many calories in 684 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets? Now, if they're grilled, right, that would be helpful. That'd knock off some serious calories. As Murray lines one in the right, a base hit. Rodriguez unable to get the 1-2-3 third inning. I mean, that's a fun promotion and all. It's a cool filler story for guys like us in the third inning. But what in the world are you going to do with all those chicken nuggets? I mean, can you get them in, like, increments? Like, you just get maybe a card that says, hey, we preloaded 684 chicken nuggets on this card for you. First pitch to Santana, a little looper that will land fair in shallow right. Going first to third on the play is Murray, a little two-out uprising here. Try to dispatch that. Back-to-back singles. Comes a dangerous Pete Crow Armstrong, who is on pace to bat in all nine innings tonight. That's usually not a good sign. All in PCA, which makes sense. Waves through a high hitter, count 0-1. Even on the South Bend lineup card that we were given this afternoon, it just says PCA, leadoff spot. Okay. One strike pitch, grazes the outside edge. PCA, he said that one was outside. A little hand gesture, so that ball is off the plate. Is this one of those things where you call him Crow Armstrong on first reference, then PCA the rest of the way? We're done talking about him. He punches out this time. A backdoor slider froze him. And Rodriguez retires him for the first time tonight. He also works a scoreless third inning. We go to the home half of the third. 3-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Waste no time. Pumps in strike one to get ahead of Carlos Soto. Soto, Mendoza, and Jew, the scheduled batters. 7-8-9, the Chiefs order. One pitch cut on a missed. It's nothing and two. So we did some back-of-the-napkin math in between innings on the calorie count. See who two misses away. Calorie count on 684 chicken nuggets. What did we come up with? 21,000 calories? 21-5, okay. 1-2 pitch misses. Now, I'm no nutritionist. We're lucky we're on radio. It would become very apparent on TV. 2-2 pitch misses wide. 3 balls and 2 strikes. I believe that's what, 10 days worth of nutritional value, give or take? 21,000 calories. Soto takes payoff pitch wide for ball 4. The Chiefs have a base runner this evening. There goes the perfect game. 11 days. Fantastic. Chiefs catcher aboard. Here comes Ramon Mendoza, who reached in all 6 games against the Cubs back in June. 8-for-19, a .421 batting average against South Bend. First pitch to him. Knee-high strike. It's 0-1. By the way, to finish the thought on Albert Pujols, he started this whole debacle into chicken nuggets. You know, one pitch, a wave and a miss. And Pujols will be in the All-Star game. A commissioner selection, that's a cool thing that was a new addition to the CBA. Commissioner Manfred selected not only Albert Pujols, but Miguel Cabrera to the Midsummer Classic. So they will be in L.A. next week. To curveball in the dirt. It's now 1-2. Pujols will also be in the home run derby. So my question to you, Cardinals fans, would you rather see Pujols go off in the home run derby? Doza swings and misses. He punches out. One down here in the third. Or would you rather see him get a big knock, maybe a go-ahead knock, a home run, what have you, in the All-Star game? If you could only pick one, would you rather he show out on that Monday, the home run derby, or would you rather he come through for a memorable moment in the All-Star game the following night? Maybe I'll put a poll out on Twitter. Cody Schindler _ on Twitter if you feel so inclined. First pitch curveball. Rests at the knees, 0-1. Wicks has worked ahead for much of the night. Quick moving left-hander. It's the 0-1. It misses low this time. Ball and a strike. Wick 6'3", 220. 22 years old. He's from Conway, Arkansas. Be interested to see how many pitches he logs tonight. As Jew grounds one foul towards the Peoria dugout. It's 1-2. He has not worked past the fifth inning this season. Five times this year. He's logged a start of five innings. On the 1-2 to Tommy. A wave and a miss for strike three. Just a disappearing curveball this evening. He flipped up a handful of sliders in that first, but it's been a lot of the curveball from the second inning on, and it's been really good tonight. Mentioned his best pitch is his changeup, and really haven't seen a ton of those either. 3-0 South Bend, second time through the Chiefs' order. Todd Lott swings through one in the dirt, the count 0-1. Just to put a bow on Albert Pujols, obviously a bit of a slow start for us tonight. But here's something that'll make Cardinal fans happy. Albert's career numbers against the Chicago Cubs. A lot fouls back. It's nothing to do. How about this? A 292, 394, 602 slash line. Slugged over 600 against the Cubs. 57 homers, 146 ribbies. Lott swings over the top of a curve. He punches out. Wicks as animated as I've seen him. He was punching his mitt on his way off the mound. He has now struck out 7-3. We're off to the fourth. We'll see if Brendan Howe can bring us some good mojo. It's 3-0 South Bend in this series opener. Keep it here. Listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at AmerenIllinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world, alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Top of the fourth, South Bend back to the plate. They bring up 2, 3, and 4. Fabian Pertuz strides into the right-handed box to start us off against Dionis Rodriguez. Visitors on top, 3-0 from Dozer Park. First pitch, a bender in for a strike, 0-1. Pertuz, Yohendrick Piñango, and Owen Casey do up here in the inning for the Cubbies. 0-1 from Rodriguez. High towering shot down the left field line. Had plenty of distance, but well foul. And it's 0-2. Something we've seen a lot thus far this evening from these Cubs hitters. The ball just jumps off the barrels. And plenty of pop in this lineup. 0-2 pitch. At the knees, called strike three. So another strikeout for Dionis on the night. We'll bring up Yohendrick Piñango. He struck out the top two members of the Cubs lineup 3 times in 6 tries now. Well, here's Piñango, who's been up twice and been on twice, a base hit and a walk. Rodriguez gets a sign from Soto, working out of the wind. First pitch, bites the corner for a strike. 3 runs, 9 hits for South Bend at this point in the game. Chiefs have just had 1 base runner offensively. Rodriguez rocks and fires the 0-1. Fastball glides over the corner. And a base hit in the first. Walked in the second. 2 innings in which the Cubs put up runs. 2-strike pitch from Dionis. Off the end of the bat, a high pop-up on the infield, drifting into foul ground. Soto is over down the line. He missed it. Soto couldn't reel it in. Popped out of the crouch. Osvaldo Tobolin was there as well. Looked like he may have had a better shot at it just because he's not wearing about 3 pounds of equipment. Soto did not lose the mask. He was staring straight up at that one. Just couldn't reel it in. The Piñango breathes new life, the 0-2. This one flared left side again into foul ground. This time it'll be playable for Tobolin, who puts it away. Just one extra pitch to set down the Cubs' DH on the foul out. That'll bring up Owen Casey now. So as Casey comes in 1-for-2, seems like Rodriguez has started to settle down perhaps maybe a little bit. Right-hander looking to work through a 1-2-3-4th. First pitch fastball right there for a strike. Fastball pumped in at 94, right at the bottom of the zone. Rodriguez brings the hands over his head, now fires an 0-1. That missed away. A ball and a strike to Owen Casey. That base hit also came in the first. Cubs had 9 hits to this point in the game, 1-1. That one tails inside, slider missed. 2 balls and a strike, and it's kind of similar to what we saw from the Beloit Skycarp a few nights ago when they hammered out 18 hits in the ballgame. 16 of those were singles that night. There was 2 two-run homers that did the damage. Here's a 2-1. Tapped up the first baseline. That rolls foul. So we'll move to 2-2 on the Cubs right fielder, Casey. Tell you what, though, much like the Skycarp, this Cubs team, they can really swing it. Rodriguez trying to put him away. 2-2 pitch. Couldn't find the corner. Count a run full, 3-2. You heard Cody mention earlier on in the broadcast tonight, Cubs were blasting balls all over the yard in BP. Payoff pitch coming. High, towering fly ball in the air to right center. Lott charging on. It'll fall for a base hit. Two-out knock keeps the inning alive for Jordan Wogu. And speaking of hammering baseballs, This man sent a few off the batter's eye in center field a few short hours ago. You've got to figure that it's 400 feet to dead center field here at Dozier Park. You've got to really put a charge into one to get one out that far. First one from Rodriguez. Foul tipped at the dish. Wogu wasn't just grazing the batter's eye. He was putting him up into the third rung of netting on that batter's eye. He was putting a charge into him. A one pitch. Tapped to shortstop. Played on a hop by Mendoza. He'll go the short way to second for the force to retire the side. So Rodriguez facing just one over the minimum. The single doesn't come back to bite him. Chiefs back to the plate. They're still in this one. They trail at 3-0 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Bend on top, 3-0 in the series opener. They've done it on 10 hits. Dennis Rodriguez has limited the damage as Brady Whalen flares the first pitch onto the grass in shallow left. Back is the shortstop Pertuz to put the squeeze on that one. One pitch and one out as Whalen's gone. That'll bring in Jacob Buschberger, and that fits the bill of what Jordan Wicks has been able to do tonight. He's worked very quickly. He's flashed a ton of good breaking stuff to go with that lively fastball. Here's Buschberger, who's 0-for-1, popped out to second base his first time and looks at one over but low. One ball, no strikes. Wicks rocks and throws an 0-1. Buschberger tardy on a fastball. One ball, one strike. Bounces in the dirt, breaking ball. Snapped it off a bit too much that time. 2-1 the count on Buschberger. Set at the belts. Ready and fires. Buschberger swings and blasts this one foul. Right side and into the seats. 2-2. Now, Wicks has faced Peoria twice already this year. This is the third time he's seeing them. First time here at Dozier Park. Went 4 innings in his first appearance. Did not allow an earned run. Scattered 4 hits. Next pitch to Buschberger. That one missed down. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Wicks payoff to Buschberger. In on the corner for strike 3. He was ready to head down to first. Jared Molman rings him up. 2 up, 2 down for the Chiefs in the fourth. And LJ Jones pull up of yet another opportunity against the lefty. Chiefs just looking for anything offensively. Had just one base runner. First pitch to LJ. Breaking ball that missed down. That one base runner was Carlos Soto, who worked a walk. He was down 0-2 in that at-bat, and then four straight balls from Wicks. 1-0 pitch. Out in front of an off-speed delivery was Jones. 1-1. If Jones is able to reach, it'll be Osvaldo Toverly next. Wicks ready, wheels and deals a 1-1. Jones, wave and a miss. Took a big, healthy hack at that one. 1-2. Wicks looking to set the Chiefs down in order once more. Here's the two-strike pitch. Jones on the ground into right field, a base hit. Gets past the diving glove of Murray down the line, and he'll pull up at first base with a two-out knock. So that breaks up the no-hitter. All that's left to knock off the board is a run. And here's Osvaldo Tobolin. Struck out his first time. Was the second of three in the second inning for the Southpaw Wicks. So Jones giving him something to think about now. Working from the stretch. This pitch, a fastball, blazes over the corner. 94 on the gun for strike one. Wicks kicks and fires. Toverline sends one in the air to center field. Chasing after it, Crow Armstrong with a beat on it. And waits on this one to make the catch. And that ends the inning. The L.J. Jones single does not come to pass. As Jordan Wicks cruises through yet another. He's through four without allowing a run. Chiefs are down by three. 3-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbor.
South Bend, up to the plate, leading 3-0 from Dozer Park as we move to the top of the fifth. Giannis Rodriguez back to work, trying to settle into a groove. First pitch of the inning is fouled off. Casey Opitz at the plate. He'll be followed by Luis Verdugo and B.J. Murray. Rodriguez is able to work around a two-out single in the fourth. Comes with three runs on 10 hits tonight. They piled up the hits, but it hasn't necessarily translated to the scoreboard, and it's allowed the Chiefs to sort of hang around. A one from Rodriguez, a breaking ball, a good spot right there for strike two. Opitz is 0-2, a strikeout in the first, grounded out to Buschberger at second base in the third. Rodriguez got him in the palm of his hand now, looking to retire him for the second time, and missed low. One ball, two strikes. Some shadows starting to engulf the rest of the infield as we approach nightfall in downtown Peoria. 1-2 on the way. Cut on and missed strike three. Good way to begin the fifth if you're Giannis Rodriguez. Is another punch out, second of Opitz tonight. And that'll bring in Luis Verdugo. Verdugo 1-2, singled and scored in the second, grounded out to third in the third. Rodriguez out of the wind. First pitch up high at the letters. One ball, no strikes. I had just dropped my pen on the floor, and as I went to retrieve it, I noticed an object that I will explain in just a moment after the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Took something off that time. Had Verdugo out in front. Looked like he was a little bit bewildered after that pitch. Rodriguez was living on the outside corner. Next in, dusting him back off the plate a bit. Two balls and a strike. This object that I noticed in the booth is this incredibly massive book that Cody has brought into the booth. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and lofted into the shallow grass in right field. Drifting back on it, Buschberger looking up into the sun. And he'll make the catch as he creeps back toward the dirt. For the first out, or second out rather, of the inning. Let me try and explain this monstrosity of a book here. It's called the Baseball Encyclopedia, the complete and official record of Major League Baseball. And this thing has to be upwards of 1,000 pages. I mean, this is a hefty book. Here's B.J. Murray. First pitch on a hop to second base. Buschberger's up with it. He'll sling it on to first in time, inning over. We'll continue our chatter about this baseball encyclopedia when we come back. Bottom five coming up next, halfway home from Dozier Park. Chiefs need some runs in the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work still going. So are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Tyler Reichenborn in. Bottom five from Dozier Park. Chiefs trailing three against Jordan Wicks. First pitch to Reichenborn. Spiked in the dirt for a ball, 1-0. Be followed by Carlos Soto and Ramon Mendoza in the inning. Giannis Rodriguez has settled down for Peoria, but really hasn't mattered the way that Wicks has thrown the baseball tonight as Reichenborn cuts and misses through that off-speed delivery. One ball, one strike to the Chiefs left fielder tonight. 0-for-1 with a K on his line score thus far. 1-1 from Wicks. Over, but perhaps a little bit low, 2-1. Wicks working with some pace, 2-1 pitch, a fastball that whizzes by, but inside, 3-1. This is the quickest pace that we've seen from a pitcher in some time from Wicks as he loses Reichenborn here on the 3-1 offering. That's ball four. Chiefs have the leadoff man on courtesy of a walk for the second time tonight. Carlos Soto did it back in the third. Chiefs were unable to do anything with it. And now here is Carlos Soto. Of course, we know the pop in Soto's bat. See if he can run into one here. First one from Wicks. Fastball misses away. Five balls in his last six pitches. As he steps off the left side of the rubber and takes a breath before stepping back on. Operating out of the stretch, looks to first, now the 1-0 offering. That's inside. Two balls. Most walks that Wicks has given up in a season is two. He's done it a handful of times. He's already done it here tonight as well. One more would be a season high for the lefty. Now a look to first as Reichenborn dives back in. If you're just tuning in, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network comes on top 3-0 here from Dozer Park. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings this evening. 2-0 to Soto. Pitch a little bit low. Fastball. Wicks thought he had a good spot there. There's three balls and no strikes to a power bat in Carlos Soto. And now the catcher, Opitz, wants a word. So this is totally out of the blue from Jordan Wicks. He was absolutely cruising through the first four innings tonight. And now in the fifth, he's perhaps run into a little bit of trouble. There is action down the left field line for the Cubs. It's a right-hander loosening up. Next one to Soto. Get me over pitch at the knees is a called strike. Soto is ready to turn and take the shin guard off. Jared Molman reels him back in. Says not so fast. Here's a 3-1. Soto swings, pops one up a mile high on the infield. Shortstop Pertuz and Santana converge. It'll be Santana, the second baseman, to pull that one down for out number one. So Soto's retired on a big league pop-up there. Here's Ramon Mendoza now. Mendoza digging in again. Second time seeing Wicks tonight before the first pitch. A look at first, and Reichenborn goes back standing this time. 0-for-1 is Mendoza with a strikeout. That came back in the third. He's a guy that likes to swing against these Cubs. Runner goes on the pitch. Mendoza swings and blasts one foul. Treat. Mendoza just 14 for 77 on the year. But eight of those 14 hits have come against South Bend. This is a breaking ball. That one sits up high. One ball, one strike. So he's a guy that's found some success against the Cubs, much like Todd Lott did last week against the Skycart. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball right side. That'll hook out of play. 1-2 on Mendoza now. Tommy Ju waits on deck. Middle infielder, so the Cubs shaded a double play depth. Is in order here with one out. 1-2 pitch. Punch to the net, foul. These Cubs, they've been on another level since entering the second half of the season. They battled to a split last week against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. That has them tied atop the Western Division. 1-2 pitch. Mendoza waves and misses for strike three. Wicks put a breaking ball in the inside part of the plate. Mendoza couldn't handle it. And here comes Tommy Ju now with two away and a man aboard at first. Here's Tommy 0-for-1 with a punch out. Shows bunt and drops it foul toward the Chiefs on deck circle for strike one. A little more about the success of the Cubs, specifically against the Chiefs, right? You heard Cody mention it a little bit earlier. We talked about it on the pregame show as well. Cubs have taken 11 of the first 12 games of the season against Peoria as Ju takes one outside. One ball, one strike, the count. That's 11 of their 45 wins. So just under a fourth of their victories this year have come against 1-1 pitch. Starting to stop at first. Now he takes off. The throw down is in time, but it's out of the glove of Santana. Reichenborn hesitated for a second on his way to second base. Started and stopped and then decided he wanted to take off. Even looked like he may have slowed up a bit in front of second base and went into sort of a half slide, but Santana Couldn't hold on to the baseball, so the Chiefs is a man in scoring position now. And the count 1-2 to Tommy Jew. See if he can find some outfield grass and perhaps get the Chiefs on the board. Pitch from Wicks. Punch straight back. Good fight from Tommy to stay alive. And we'll do it again. Something that Tommy did a lot of earlier in the season was put together long at-bats. Didn't necessarily always result in a base hit. But he would make pitchers work, and that's what he's doing to Wicks right now. Next two-strike pitch. That misses inwards. Two balls and two strikes. Wicks tried to paint the inside corner with a heater and missed. Dial that one up to 95. Chu waves the bat out toward the southpaw. Looks to second base. Now fires a 2-2. Cut on and missed. Strike three. Oop, it's out from behind the plate. Puts the tag on Tommy just for good measure. And that will end the inning. Couple of strikeouts for Wicks. Works his way around a leadoff walk. Gets the Chiefs in order after that. Another zero put up on the board for the Cubs southpaw. This team still in front 3-0. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. /Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
We move to the sixth here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. 3-0 Cubs here in game one of the series from Dozier Park. Peoria's starter has exited. We have a Julie call to the bullpen. It's Levi Prater on to take over the duties on the bump for Dionis Rodriguez. We'll give you his numbers in a moment. Levi Prater set to face 9-1-2 in the South Bend order. First pitch showing bunt as Santana pulls it back on a pitch wide for ball one. Prater does not yet have a decision on the season of ERA of a 4.5. 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball missed off the corner, 2-0. Through 24 innings, Prater surrendered 16 hits, 12 earned runs. He's walked 25 and struck out 23, so the control can elude the left-hander at times. Puts that one through the zone, however, to make it 2-1 on Santana, who's 2-for-2 himself tonight. RBI single in the second, and another base knock in the third, 2-1. Checked his swing. Did he hold up the appeal? No go, says base umpire Clyborne Rondon. Three balls and a strike to Santana. Prater peering over that brown glove. Here's a 3-1. And we'll fill it to the brim, 3-2. If you're just tuning in, top six here from Dozier Park in the series opener, Chiefs and Cubs. South Bend on top, 3-0. Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings this evening. Payoff pitch. Down and away for ball four. He lost Santana. Leadoff man on now for South Bend. Santana's been on three times now out of the ninth spot. That's pretty good production from the bottom of the order. Lineup card flips over now for Pete Crow Armstrong. Had a home run just three pitches into the ballgame tonight off of Dionis Rodriguez. Bats here with a man aboard at first in Santana. Showing bunt as Crow Armstrong pulls it back here. One ball, no strikes. Rodriguez finishes after five innings. He allowed three runs on 10 hits, a walk, and six Ks tonight. Prater Rennie. Before the 1-0, look to first. Back in standing up goes Santana. BCA making his fourth trip to the plate in six innings here. And a busy man at the dish. First time seeing Prater in the lefty-lefty matchup. Now the 1-0. That sits high. Two balls and a strike. Is PCA kind of like B. Howe? It's a nickname that Cody has since discovered that I've been called once or twice. A little abbreviation, 2-0 pitch. That misses, fastball off the outside edge. Three balls and no strikes. PCA sounds a little bit better than B. Howe, in my opinion. Of course, could be a little bit biased. Santana gathering a short lead off of first. 3-0 from Prater. Missed down and away. A four-pitch walk. Back-to-back free passes to begin the inning for the Cubs. And there you can see for Prater. Talked about he's had him at times. Had more walks than strikeouts entering action tonight. 25-23. And here's Fabian Bertuzzi now. You're getting into the meat of the Cubs order. Got to try and stay around the strike zone. Pitch from Prater showing bunches per twos. Pulled it back on a high strike call. Pertuzzi has not had the same luck that the rest of his teammates have thus far tonight. He's fouled out and struck out twice. Down 0-1 here to Prater. Looks to second base. Nobody holding him on. Now the 0-1. High twisting fly down the right field line toward the Chiefs' pen. That'll range out of play. Quickly strike two on Pertuzzi as Prater takes his time circling the mound. Kicks some dirt out of his cleats before retoeing the slab. Pertuzzi patiently waiting in the right-handed batter's box. Low hold with the bat, now gets into his stance. Prater slide steps the 0-2. Ripped left side foul into the seats. Down the third baseline into section 114 by the Cubs pen. Count will stay right where it is. Prater would love a good old punch out here for Pertuzzi. Trying to put him away. The next two-strike pitch missed off the edge. One ball, two strikes. Now, despite the 10 hits for the Cubs, they've been rather scattered. Giannis Rodriguez did a nice job being able to hold South Bend to just three runs. Give the Chiefs a fighter's chance here through the middle part of the ballgame. 1-2 from Prater. Shallow fly ball into center field. The shortstop Mendoza racing back. Tommy Ju is in, and he will call everyone off. He'll make the catch. One out as both runners retreat. I'm going to bring up Yohendrick Piñango. Piñango up for the fourth time. Singled, walked, and fouled out to Toveline at third in that order. Piñango always dangerous. Swinging it from the left side out of that DH spot. Both runners take off. Pitch a called strike. Throw to third. Not in time. Santana able to dive under the glove of Toveline for the stolen base. And Crow Armstrong following suit into scoring position at second. A double steal from the Cubs pays off. Now a base hit from Piñango can stretch the lead even further for the visitors in the top half of the sixth, as now Peoria will pull the infield into the lip of the grass. Trying to keep this one right where it is. 0-1 to Piñango. Wave and a miss. Prater pushed the slider out the outside edge. Got him to wave over the top of that one. Good pitch with some good movement from the lefty. Down nothing in two. Trying to put him away. The 0-2. Bounding ball to first. Picks on the backhand from Whalen. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Santana diving across the plate to score. The fourth run of the night for South Bend. Eluding the tag is Soto. An RBI fielder's choice for Piñango makes it a 4-0 game. Over to third moves Crow Armstrong. That'll set up Owen Casey. Well, that takes some wind out of the sails here in this sixth inning. Now time asked for by Casey. So he'll step out. PCA at third, Piñango at first after picking up the RBI. Next pitch, a bender missed inside. Casey leaning out of the way of that one on the inner half. One ball, no strikes. Now there was a chance there that you felt like the Chiefs could have held the deficit at three. 1-0 pitch from Prater, missed. Tried to put a fastball on the outer edge and left it high, 2-0. Instead, the Cubs adding another. Make it a 4-0 game. Prater set and ready for the 2-0. Here it comes. Fastball chopped toward the Chiefs dugout, foul. Count a level up 2-2. 2-for-3 is Casey tonight. Out of the cleanup spot. Couple of base hits. Sandwiched in between that, a fly out to Todd Lott in right field. Of course, the Chiefs only down 4-0. You're still within striking distance. A 2-1. Breaking ball, slap left side. That'll sail out of play. When they come to the dish in the bottom half of the inning, they'll have the top of the order. Todd Lott, Brady Whalen, Jacob Buschberger. Prater looking for that put-away pitch on 2-2 with runners at the corners. Here he comes. Fouled back to the screen. Just to the right of the Cubs on deck circle, and the count will stay put. Because being down by four runs is not something the Chiefs aren't used to. They nearly put together an electric comeback on Sunday in the finale against Beloit. Runner takes off from first. The throw down from Soto is not in time. Here comes the run for the plate. Diving in safely is PCA. Make it 5-0 Cubs. A design play from South Bend to try and draw a throw from Soto. They did. And with PCA speed, no problem to come home and score. That makes it a 5-0 game. Count is full to Casey. Payoff coming. Breaking ball up high, and Prater loses him. This inning quickly unraveling for the Chiefs here in the sixth, and then I'll draw Edwin Moreno out of the first base dugout. As action gets going in the Chiefs' pen, it's Chris Roycroft up and throwing. Just when you thought the Chiefs were going to keep this one tight through the middle innings, perhaps. Cubs continue to add on with for more. Back-to-back walks to Yason Santana and PCA. And a flyout from Fabian Pertuz. Brought up Piñango, who sent a hot shot grounded to first. The throw from Whalen to the plate wasn't in time. That was the fourth run. Then the straight steal followed by the play at the plate. First pitch to Wogu misses up high. Now this is certainly not a bat you want to see in this spot either. Talked about a few times. 1-5 in this South Bend order. Very dangerous. Parade is 1-0. Foul back. 1-1. Two teams will do it again 5 more times. And then after this series, these two teams won't see each other again for the rest of the regular season. Of course, a lot of baseball still left to be played, but the way that South Bend is rolling right now, you've got to figure that they're going to be in contention for that second playoff spot come mid-September. Wogo still in search of his first hit of the ball game, starting to stop at second base as the 1-1 spiked in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. South Bend is 5 runs on 10 hits. They've done it by the walk in this inning. This one roped to shortstop. It's under the diving glove of Mendoza and into left, a base hit. Rounding third, trying to score is Pinyango. The throw to the plate is going to be in time. He slid well short of the dish. And a great throw from Reichenborn in left to gun him down. So a big second out for Prater and a big out for the Chiefs to save another run. So Wogu reaches on the base hit. There's Casey Opitz now. First one from Prater. Glides through the zone for a strike. Still first and second with Owen Casey at second base. Bit of a gamble on the base pass from the Cubs. Backfires on him. Good recovery from Reichenborn in left field. A one pitch. Grounded toward third. Tobeline scoops it up. He'll take it to the third base bag for the force out to retire the side. And five unassisted puts a cap on the top of the sixth inning, in which South Bend, they bring home two more. They lead it 5-0. Chiefs with just one hit. See if that can change when we return. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun.
Better, right?
Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time of the order for the Chiefs. Bottom six. They trail things 5-0. First pitch to Todd Lott. That misses off the outside corner for ball one. Lott, Whalen, and Bushberger due for the Chiefs in the inning. As you probably noticed, tonight for Jordan Wicks is over. That's a new arm on the mound. We have a Julie call to the bullpen for the Cubs. One pitch, a breaker that's in for a strike from Luis Devers. 6'3", 178, 22 years old, out of Samana, Dominican Republic. 1-1. Lot swings and misses. One ball, two strikes. Lotto for two. Struck out a couple of times and nearly did a third there. Good slider from Devers. Thought he had him. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch home. Tapper foul off the bat of Lott. Stay alive with two strikes. Devers working out of the wind. Rocks and fires the next 2-2. That just misses. That fills the count to Lott. Three balls, two strikes. although I cannot confirm, although I do not believe there's any relation to Rafael Devers. 3-2 to Lott. Cut on and miss for strike three. Tied him up with an off-speed pitch. Hat-trick on strikes for Lott tonight. That'll bring in Brady Whalen. I was told if I goofed up and I accidentally referred to Luis Devers as Rafael Devers, I would have to inform Cody in the next room, and I have done it. First pitch to Whalen is high and away for a ball, but I did so as part of a reference just to avoid any further embarrassment if I goofed up. It's the 1-0 pitch that misses. Looked like a change piece off the outside edge. Could find the black. Whalen ahead 2-0. Next pitch in there for a strike. Working east and west to the Chiefs first baseman in this at bat, who's 0-2. Fouled out to the catcher, Opitz, and then popped out to the shortstop. Sends this one in the air to center field. Crow Armstrong chasing it to his right, and he will haul that one down for the second out. In steps Jacob Buschberger, like so many others, 0-2. Give you the final line on Jordan Wicks in just a second after we give you some figures on Devers. 16 appearances, making number 17 here tonight in the series opener. 9-3 with a 2-4-7. First pitch to Buschberger. Dips in for a strike. Good slider on the outside edge. Devers rocks and deals. 0-1. He gets inside on Buschberger and hits him. Two out hit batsmen will extend the inning for L.J. Jones. Those are the totals for Devers on the season, those numbers I just gave. He spent some time, majority of his time, with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the low-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. He was 9-3 with a 2.58 there, and through just one appearance with the South Bend Cubs, he's not allowed a run as Jones takes a bottom of the zone strike. He's thrown just three innings, allowed two hits. Did not walk anybody and struck out three. Time. Jones 1-for-2. He has the one hit of the night for the Chiefs to this point. 0-1. Grounded up the third baseline. That's foul toward the South Bend pen. Quickly 0-2. So Luis Devers, a new kid on the block in South Bend. Jones trying to keep this inning alive and work a little bit of a two-out rally as he pokes this one left side. That's foul as well. Hooked it down the line. Count'll stay at 0-2. Jones takes a breath before he gets back into the box. Two-strike pitch awaits. Here it comes from Devers. Jones, tomahawk swung at that one and blasted it left side and foul. That pitch was up above his shoulders, it seemed like. Kind of chopped at that one. Was able to get the barrel to it somehow. Count'll stay with two strikes. Wicks' night comes to an end after five scoreless innings. Just the one hit, two walks, and 10 strikeouts. 0-2 to Jones, misses. That number 10 is the difference in discrepancy in the hit column tonight as well. 11 for South Bend, just one for the Chiefs. Count 1-2 to Jones. Next one from Devers. Jones grounds it left side and in to the outfield for a base hit. Buschberger to second base. Jones keeps the inning alive for Tovalin. So this is a much better matchup for Tovalin now against the right-hander Devers than it was a couple of innings ago against Wicks. Of course, Wicks was absolutely phenomenal tonight. He lost a deception, which makes it much harder for left-handed hitters to try and pick up and see if Tovalin can get one to drive here as this pitch gets away from Opitz, scampers toward the Chiefs on deck circle. Both runners advance. Buschberger over to third. Jones into scoring position as well. Tobolin with an opportunity now. Peoria forcing Devers to swing a little bit. 1-0 to Tobolin. Breaking ball missed outside. Two balls and no strikes. Chiefs third baseman 0 for 2 thus far tonight. A strikeout and a flyout to center. Good hitters count, 2-0. Pitch missed down and in. Three balls, no strikes. Tyler Reichenborn would be next. Chiefs looking to do some late inning scrambling with two outs. 3-0 from Devers. A get me over pitch. Right through there for a strike. Count goes to 3-1. Denver set, Tobolin ready. 3-1. Big hack at that one and bounced it foul up into the seating bowl. Took a couple of hops right over the camera well and up into the seats about seven rows back. Three and two as Tobolin took a healthy pass at that one. Chiefs looking to crack the scoreboard for the first time tonight in the sixth. Payoff to Tobolin. Into the dirt for ball four. Opitz quick to recover as the ball got out of his reach to his right, but Buschberger will hold it third and the base for Tyler Reichenborn. But not before we have a visit to the mound. There is action in the Cubs bullpen. A lot of stirring down that left field line. So it looks like they'll get somebody up and throwing behind Devers. First time Tobolin's been aboard. Reichenborn has drawn a walk himself tonight. Getting set to come up for the third time. A complete meeting of the minds as the rest of the South Bend infield will join the festivities on the mound as Jared Molman's out to break up the meeting. Reichenborn a chance to get the Chiefs back into this one. Still a lot of ball game left. Just in the bottom of the sixth currently. South Bend on top 5-0, but the Chiefs threatening with their best chance of the night. Reichenborn takes one just a bit high, maybe wide as well. One ball, no strikes. Of course, you all have the better view with the center field camera than I do up here. No monitor at our disposal. 1-0. Reichenborn takes low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Well, the command slipping from Devers here with two outs in the sixth. The inning started on the right foot for the right-handers. Got Lott swinging, and then Waylon DeLoft one to center. And a hit by pitch, a base hit, and a walk set us up where we are now. 2-0 to Reichenborn. That pitch low. Try to put a fastball at the knees. He's got nowhere to put him. One more pitch like that, the Chiefs will be on the board. Puts one right down Main Street for a strike, 3-1. Chiefs trying to bust through here in this bottom of the sixth. They have just two hits. A third would go a long way, 3-1. Reichenborn swings, grounds it towards shortstop. Up with it is Pertuz to second base for the force. And that ends the inning. So the Chiefs are held off the boards. They made South Bend hold their breath for a minute. But they're able to leave the bases loaded. We head to the seventh on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Delicious.
Top 7 from Dozier Park. South Bend on top of the Chiefs 5-0 here in the series opener. Another Julie call to the pen for Peoria. It's Chris Roycroft to take over on the bump. Fires the first pitch fastball through for a strike. He'll start us out in the 7th. Bottom third of the Cubs order. Verdugo, Murray, and Santana. Roycroft ready. 0-1 pitch. Fastball finds the bottom corner of the zone for strike 2. Roycroft 0-1. ERA astronomical, 32.4. Now, granted, it's a very small sample size, of course. 0-2 pitch. Slider missed down by the shoes. 1-2. Just an inning and two-thirds pitch for Roycroft. So if your eyes bulged at that number that I just gave of an ERA for the right-hander, it's only because he hasn't pitched all that much. This one roped to shortstop, but right into the waiting glove of Mendoza for the out. Hard hit ball off the bat of Verdugo, but right place, right time for the Peoria shortstop, and that'll bring in B.J. Murray. Roycroft, an Illinois native out of Villa Park. 6'8", 240. Very imposing figure out there on the mound. Murray digs in. He's halfway to the cycle tonight, an RBI double, and scored in that inning. That was in the second. Singled in the third as he looks at one outside for ball one. Rest of the numbers for Roycroft. 6 earned runs on 8 hits, 4 walks to 2 strikeouts. Here's the 1-0. Fastball missed the outside part. 2 balls and no strikes. Hammered out 11 hits tonight. Looking for more in the 7th, 2-0. Inside out swing, foul off to the left, out of play, 2-1. If you've been with us for a little while now, you know that I was enamored by this book that Cody had brought up into the booth this afternoon. Not sure where he found it, to be honest. It's a baseball encyclopedia. 2-1 pitch. That's cut on and missed. Strike 2. Put a fastball at the bottom part of the zone. Murray came up empty on the swing. The binding on this book has to be about 4 inches thick. I mean, this book is ginormous. Maybe we'll have to get a picture of it out on Twitter, because I'm talking about it so much. 2 balls, 2 strikes with the bases clear and 1 gone. Next one from Roycroft. Fouled off. Murray doing what he can to spoil that one and stay alive. Perhaps maybe we should pick a name out of that encyclopedia every night and just give you some random facts. if we can find some former Chiefs in there. It's got everything from box scores from every single game to every player that's ever put on a Major League uniform. Counts full on Murray, 3-2. And the pitch. In the air, deep left field, chasing Reichenborn back toward the line. It'll hook foul up onto the berm. Count will stay put. Chiefs had their best chance to plate a couple of runs in the last inning. Got the bases full with two outs, but able to bring in everyone home as Murray takes ball four down and in. One out walk brings up Yason Santana. Chiefs fans have really had nothing to cheer about all night offensively. They've been sitting on their hands. By Whalen. Slide step from Roycroft. First pitch misses high to Santana for a ball. Wynn was sort of circling out toward right field. It was coming in from left and then circling out toward right center. Kind of doing a whirl in the outfield. That was earlier on. Now blowing straight out. 1-0 pitch is fouled away off to the right. Did notice a bit earlier on watching batting practice, there are some new flags atop the scoreboard here at Dozer Park out in right center. Nice touch. Couple of cardinal red flags. Whistling in the wind as a check on first. Back in with a dive goes Murray. Roycroft ready. Lifts the leg in the 1-1. That one misses off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Despite a little bit of wind, not bothering anybody at all. A beautiful night from Dozer Park here in downtown Peoria. A few fans sprawled out on the berm with a couple of blankets taking in the action tonight. 2-1. Fouled back to the screen, 2-2. Runner was off with the pitch. Murray at first. He'll have to retreat. Chiefs with a loss tonight would drop to 20-23 at home. They started so hot in this ballpark at the beginning of the year. They were 10-2. They had tied the New York Yankees for the highest home win percentage in all of professional baseball. Not an afterthought now as a 2-2 is foul tipped. Did Soto hang on? No, he didn't. So Santana will stay alive yet again. Next two thought about a back pick to first, but Whalen wasn't in the vicinity of the bag. Count fills up to Santana, who's been up three times and on three times, looking for a fourth here against Roycroft. A couple of singles and a walk, scored a run and drove in one. Big right-hander set. Here comes the payoff. Runner goes. It's fouled back. To be pitch number 8 coming up. Santana, a pesky hitter out of the 9 spot for the Cubs tonight. Trying to hang tough with Roycroft. The next payoff, that one's up high for ball 4. What an at bat from Santana. And it's back-to-back walks after the leadoff lineout. And that brings up Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, yet again. Home run, a base hit, a strikeout, a walk, 2 runs scored, and a stolen base tonight. All in a day's work for the Cubs' number 3 prospect. A couple of runners on and one out. Pitch from Roycroft. Missed the edge. 1 ball, no strikes. Rest of the start times this week, 6:35 up until Sunday. Of course, we have that matinee finale for you, much like we do almost every Sunday. First pitch, 1:35. 1-0 pitch up high. PCA didn't have to think about chasing after that one, 2-0. No action behind the right-hander in the Chiefs' pen. This is his inning. Patrick Anderson going to let it ride. Two-0 to the Cubs' leadoff man. That one upstairs as well. Three balls, no strikes. Roycroft in danger of walking three consecutive hitters. Getting toward the dangerous part of the South Bend order. Pertuz, Pinyango, and Casey behind Crow Armstrong. Needs a strike. Here's the 3-0. Inside, ball four. Nearly ran up and in and clocked PCA. Able to get out of the way of that one. Walked twice in consecutive trips, and that'll load him up. Edwin Moreno on his way out. Now action gets going. Down the right field line for the Chiefs. Looks like Colin Schmid. A complete meeting on the mound. Rest of the Chiefs infield will join with Moreno. Just a brief chat with Roycroft here. So he'll exit stage right back to the Peoria dugout. This one has been South Bend from the get-go tonight. A run in the first, two in the second, two in the sixth. And all the while, they've stranded a boatload of runners on base. They've stranded 10 to this point. All loaded up. First pitch fouled back up into the sweet level. Pertuz has been one of the only men not to find his way on in some form or fashion tonight. He's 0 for 4 with a couple of Ks. The other is Casey O'Pitts, the catcher. He's got the sacks full here and a good opportunity to bust through with the 0-1. That one again fouled back. Inside-out swing. He blooped it up onto the roof here at Dozer. Nothing in two. Roycroft. Strikeout would go a long way for the right-hander. Here's his 0-2. Outside, Soto had to go all the way to the back end on a full stretch to save that one from going to the backstop. It's for them to add on and bust this one wide open. Murray at third, Santana at second, Armstrong off of first. And a 1-2. Popped up right side. Whalen gave it a look for a brief second and then watched it sail out of play. Making Roycroft work up near 30 pitches here in the inning. This will be pitch 28 coming up. The next two-strike pitch. Missed outside. Slider tail too far off the edge. Two balls and two strikes. Don't forget this inning started with a lineup from Luis Verdugo. And then three consecutive walks on the right-hander. Trying to find that strike zone on 2-2. Wave and a missed strike three. And a big one for Roycroft. Third time we've written a K next to Pertuz tonight. It'll be up to Yohendrick Pinyango to try and extend this top of the seventh as Carlos Soto wants a quick chat in between home plate and the mound. So Pinyango to bat for the fifth time now in the seventh. Singled, walked, reached on a fielder's choice, and was cut down at the dish. Trying to score on a base hit to left field. Off the bat of Jordan Wogu. Bases loaded, two away. First one from Roycroft. Fastball. Picks out a good spot on the outer black for a strike. Sacks full for South Bend. Two away in their half of the seventh. Roycroft trying to buckle down and keep this five-run depth mound. Mendoza plays it on a hop. He'll tag the second base bag himself, and that will end the inning. South Bend leaves them loaded. They still lead it 5-0, though. Chiefs with just a pair of hits trying to add to that total. When we return, we stretch at a 5-0 game from Dozer Park. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person.
Bottom third of the Chiefs order to face Luis Devers in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch to Carlos Soto, right over the heart of the plate for a strike. Nothing at once. Soto, Mendoza, Jew in the inning. Against Devers, who works with some pace out of the wind. Fires in another heater. Good for strike two to Soto. Big stretch. Helps loosen up the Chiefs' bats. They've been silent all night as Soto cuts and misses through that one for strike three. Here's Ramon Mendoza now. Quickly one gone on just three pitches. Devers disposes of Soto. And a little tongue twister there. Mendoza 0 for 2. He struck out twice. Takes the first pitch low and in here for ball one. You know, when you talk as much as Cody and I do, you're going to stumble a couple of times. Going to be able to laugh at yourself here and there. Here's a 1-0 from Devers. Breaking ball at the knees, a called strike. Mendoza ready for the 1-1. Devers fires home. It's high. Two balls and a strike to the Chiefs shortstop. Now, during the break, I stumbled across a Twitter poll that none other than the Peoria Chiefs tweeted out to the world earlier this afternoon. It's the 2-1 is laced foul. Nice play from a fan down on the berm. What is the go-to ballpark food? Mendoza, did he foul tip that one? He did, but old Pitts held on to it behind the plate regardless. Yet another strikeout for South Bend pitching. Mendoza's gone for the third time by way of the K, and here's Tommy Jew. The list includes a hot dog, a pretzel, nachos, and peanuts. Three of those four foods I associate with a ballpark. One I do not, as Juice spins out of the way of that inside curve. 1-0, nearly got plunked on the backside there. Would have gave the Chiefs a base runner for the top of the order, but instead it's ball one. 1-0 from Devers. Bender missed low, 2-0. The hot dog, the pretzel, and the peanuts I get, right? But nachos aren't necessarily something you always think of. 2-1 foul back. Peanuts, of course, are the go-to, right? I mean, that's easy. Convenient. You can stay in your seat. The ballpark got some vendors. They bring it to you. 2-1 swing and a miss from Tommy. off-speed pitches from Devers in this at-bat. That's the life, right? You get the vendors to bring the food to you. That's the good stuff right there. 2-2 pitches spiked in the dirt. Devers misfired with a heater. Count to the brim on Tommy Jews. Punched out a couple of times, looking to avoid a third. Devers trying to strike out the side. Payoff pitch. Jews sends this one in the air to left. Chasing after it, Wogu toward the chalk. He's got plenty of room to make the catch. And that ends the inning. Chiefs go in order in the bottom half of the seventh. Cody Schindler back to work on the mic after this break. Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Back with you. Chris Rycroft back with you. His second inning of work. Worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the seventh. He'll face Casey, Wogu, and Opitz. 4, 5, and 6 in their order. His first pitch is lasered foul the other way. Count nothing and one. So, while I was away, I guess Brendan was kind of teasing this new book that we came up with this week. The Baseball Encyclopedia, it weighs about 18 pounds. Rycroft pumps in a strike, it's 0-2. And that's only a slight exaggeration. Joseph Reichler, the editor. Now the 0-2 to Casey. Uh-oh. Deep drive to right. Lott will watch this one fly way out of here. He went down and dug out a two-strike slider and hit it a long way to right. 6-0 South Bend, 4-13 the distance. Casey's eighth home run of the year. He also rudely interrupted our story time. South Bend adds on here in the eighth. Here's Wogu, who's 1-for-4 tonight. First pitch from Rycroft to Wogu, a late swing and a foul back, 0-1. So, I don't know what year this book came out, the Baseball Encyclopedia. It says it's the updated 7th edition. No one pitch, an awkward cut and a miss. It's 0-2. Anywho, a tip of the cap to a friend of the program, Jake Masters. He found this book. I want to give credit where credit's due. Wogu, 3-pitch strikeout. He goes down swinging one away here in the eighth. my buddy Masters, he found this at a books sale in Iowa City. The Shelter House Book Sale, a non-for-profit organization in Iowa City, Iowa. And what we're going to do throughout the rest of the year, because why not? Opitz takes a strike on the outside edge. We are going to turn to a random page each day. There's about 2,200 pages in here. I counted this morning. And we're going to give you the story of one player a day. There's a little looper in the shallow left. Mendoza out. He won't get there. And one hops into the mid of Reichenborn, the left fielder. It's a one-out single for the catcher. Opitz, his first reach tonight. Now, there were some page numbers in here, but apparently I don't see them anymore. So we're just going to flip open to a random page, and we're going to pick a random player to tell you about as Verdugo takes first pitch wide. It's 1-0. Are you familiar with Cardinals legend Spud Davis? If not, you should be. 1-0 pitch. Verdugo fouls back. Oh, there's a page number, 892. Spud Davis, he played 16 years, 1,400 games, over 4,000 at-bats. He racked up 1,300. 1-1 pitch is wide, 2-1. Not a big home run guy. Career high was 14. He did it twice in 1931 and 1932 with the Phillies. There was a ground ball base hit in the left. Third hit of the inning for South Bend. Verdugo's second knock of the game. And that brings B.J. Murray to the plate. Spud Davis, a career 308 hitter. How about that? Hit 336 in 1932, hit 349 in 1933 with St. Louis. First pitch to Murray, upstairs for a ball, 1-0. He played for a total of four teams, Philadelphia, St. Louis, Cincinnati, a second stint with Philly, and wrapped up his career with Pittsburgh in 1945 following a three-year gap. I assume he had some time in the U.S. military. As Murray flies out to left, two down. So there you go. That's our player of the day, brought to you by the Baseball Encyclopedia. The player of the day, Spud Davis. Two on, two out. Here's the number nine batter, Yason Santana. It's a 6-0 game in the eighth. Baseball Encyclopedia also gives us a good lead into a bottom of the eighth inning trivia question. Santana foul to the right side. It's 0-1. Spud Davis will not be featured in the bottom of the eighth inning trivia question. We have plenty of filler tonight. I was on the Google machine today. And, you know, you go down the rabbit hole sometimes. One pitch is wide, count even at one. And when that happens, sometimes you find rather useless material. But I think you'll like fun trivia question for you. Two on, two out. The 1-1 pitch is line foul to the right side. 1-2. Santana, tonight, he's been all over the base pass. Four reaches, pair of singles, a pair of walks. He stole a bag. He scored a run. He drove in a run. What more can this guy do this evening? Santana, he was another guy acquired in a trade. Came over in the Yu Darvish trade back in 2020. One ball, two strikes, Wrightcroft home. Here's a swing and a looper, shallow right. Whalen, the first baseman, going out. He makes an over-the-shoulder grab. What a play by Whalen. He just saved a run. Rob Santana of his fifth reach tonight. Cubs create a little more separation on the KC homer. We go to the bottom of the eighth. 6-0 South Bend on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Bottom of the eighth, 6-0 South Bend. The Chiefs will send the top of their order to the plate here. Just looking to start something up. Todd Watt, 0-for-3. He's punched out three times. Grounds a first pitch foul into the South Bend dugout. Look out. Six 14-0 for the visiting Cubs. 0-2-0 for our Chiefs. Lott elevates the 0-1 pitch in a foul ground down the right field line. It will land in the fourth row. Quickly, nothing and two. Lott looking to avoid the golden sombrero. Luis Devers remains on the bump. We had to control our good buddy Brendan Howe in those middle innings, being a Red Sox fan. He had Rafael on his mind. I don't think he had any name flubs. He did not. Very good. Ball in the dirt. It's 1-2. This is the Midwest version of Yankees Red Sox. As Lott drives one to right center, but Crow Armstrong tracks it down with ease. He covers ground in a hurry. One out in the Peoria eighth. Whalen, who made a fine grab to end the top of the eighth, digs in with one out here in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch wide for ball one. The next pitch, a check swing roller towards third. Charging and gloving Verdugo. His throw on the run beats Whalen by a step, two down. Before Jacob Buschfriger steps in, let's give you our bottom of the eighth inning trivia question brought to you by, this one came courtesy of Instagram. You know, it's not often that Instagram would lead you in the direction of a trivia question, but it did just that. Only three major league teams have not had a player win MVP. Buschfriger takes wine for ball one. Name those three teams. Now, two of them would make a lot of sense, right? If you kind of think about, well, how long they've been around in the league. Okay, I think you'll get two pretty easily. As a get-me-over slider falls in, it's 1-1. It's the third team that I think will surprise some folks. So chew on it. 1-1 pitch ran inside. It hit Buschfriger on the hand. Second time he's been hit tonight. In fact, second straight AB he's reached via a hit-by-pitch. But chew on it. Please don't Google it. This is a broadcast of integrity. And feel free to tweet at me, Cody Schindler _ on Twitter. If you're on the Bird app, we'll give you the answer in the ninth. Again, one more time, three big league clubs not had a player win an MVP award. Name those three teams. Two outs for L.J. Jones. He was a little antsy. Went around on a slow one. Count nothing and one. If you're just joining us, South Bend scored one in the first, two in the second, two more in the sixth, an add-on run in the eighth on the solo homer. Devers a deep breath. He's been sharp out of the pen. So one pitch bends down and away on a strike. Flags atop the flagpoles left center are quiet. Jones takes inside for a ball. It's now 2-1 on the Peoria Slugger. Jones has two hits in this ballgame. He has the only two hits in this ballgame. The Chiefs, that is. Count now 2-2. Your on-deck batter, should he be needed, is Osvaldo Tovalli. Chiefs, by the way, have a lefty up and throwing. That's Colin Schmid. Would assume he'll be tasked with the ninth. 2-2 to Jones, a swing and a foul back. This will land in the seating bowl. Still 2-2. Speaking of twos, game two coming at you tomorrow. Same time, same place, same two teams. Cubs and Chiefs, 6:35 first pitch. Cole Franklin, the right-hander for South Bend. Edgar Manzo, a right-hander for our Chiefs. Jones gets jammed and rolls it foul up the third base line. He literally fought that one off. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Bushberger, a modest lead off of first. Next pitch from Devers. Jones, did he go? He did not. Held up on a ball in the dirt. Count has reached its breaking point. Three balls and two strikes. Bushberger will be on the move with the pitch. A quick pickoff throw from Devers, trying to perhaps catch Bushberger napping. He was not. Had his head on a swivel. Devers rests the glove belt high. Here's his 3-2 to Jones. And it's grounded sharply towards the hole in the left side. Backhanded by the shortstop Pertuz. And his throw pulled the first baseman Murray off the bag. Will be ruled an infield hit. Jones has all three knocks for Peoria. How about that? On the play, Bushberger able to go first to third. Remember, he was running with the pitch, trying to stick the foot. Never really in a position to throw across the diamond. And with a six-run lead at this stage of the game, it's one of those where the risk far outweighs the reward. We'll end the night, however, for Devers, who will finish after 2 2/3. And he'll be responsible for the two men on base. New pitcher in for South Bend. We'll tell you more about him when we return. It's a Julie call to the pen on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time.
Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Billy called on the pen. Hunter Biggie on for South Bend, trying to preserve the shutout. Chiefs have men at the corners with two outs for Osvaldo. Toe the lane. Feels like we see Biggie just about every other time these two teams get together. He's got a rubber arm. He's been involved a lot for South Bend, especially against us. The numbers on the year for Biggie, he's 4-2 with a 6.04. This will be his 24th appearance in sole possession of the team lead, has six saves on the year, 28 and one-third innings pitched, 25 hits, 20 runs, 19 of the burn, 23 walks to 36 Ks. His first pitch to Tobaline is rolled foul towards the first base dugout, count 0-1. Hopefully during the commercial you gave some thought about our trivia question, which three major league teams have never had a player win an MVP award? One pitch. Tobaline is swinging a miss. Biggie let out an audible grunt on that pitch. Understandable. Touch 95 on the radar gun. Probably takes some effort. He's way ahead, nothing and two. Looking to put out the fire here in the eighth. Although it's just a small one at the moment. Smoldering. Rest the glove shoulder high is 0-2. Tobaline fouls it straight back, and he stays alive. Zoldo from San Diego, California, played his college ball at Azusa Pacific, a Division II school. He's 0-2 with a walk this evening. Runners remain at the corners. Another two-strike pitch. Tobaline swings over the top. He punches out for strike three. Too many Ks in this one. The Cubs starter Wicks racked up 10, 14 on the night as a team for Chiefs batters. We're off to the ninth. Colin Schmidt is on. Another Julie call to the pen. It's 6-0 South Bend. We'll tell you more about Colin. We'll give you the answer to our trivia question on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge.
And let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Call to the pen on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Left-hander Colin Schmidt is on. He'll face fellow left-hander. Swinging from the left side, Pete Crow Armstrong. He fouls the first pitch into the mitt. It's 0-1. Pete Crow Armstrong, 4 reaches in 5 plate appearances tonight. He's officially 2-for-3. A 1 pitch just missed off the outside edge. A ball and a strike. Give you the numbers on the year for Schmidt, the left-hander from New Bern, North Carolina. As he gets a roller foul to the right of first. He does not have a decision. ERA of 10. This will be a innings pitch. 21 hits, 23 runs, 18 of them earned. 13 walks to 15 Ks. Opponents hitting a square or 300 against him. Schmidt looking for a punch out. The 1-2. A squibber out in front of the plate. Soto, the catcher, pounces on it. His throw to first is in time to beat the speedy Crow Armstrong. Goes 2-3 if you're still scoring along at home. One out in the inning for Pertuz. We have the answer to the trivia question. What three teams have never had an MVP? We kind of gave away two, right? Think of some of the newer clubs, the expansion clubs. So the Arizona Diamondbacks never had an MVP, though Paul Goldschmidt probably had a year or two where he could have made a case. This pitch to Pertuz lifted down the right field line into foul ground. Whalen, he got in the vicinity. Landed in the first row, however, for strike one. So the Diamondbacks would be the first answer. The second answer, think of the American League, Tampa Bay. Again, I think maybe Evan Longoria. He had a couple of big years, but Longoria never won an MVP. And the third team, this is the one that would probably surprise you. They've been around seemingly forever. The New York Mets have never had an MVP. One strike pitch fouled away. Look out. So there you go. Now, what, maybe a Pete Alonso in a few years, right? It's a 2-strike pitch from Schmidt. Changeup. It's over but low. 1-2. Now the next one. Late swing and a foul to the right of first. Pertuz, he has not reached base tonight. Game where the Cubs have pounded out 14 hits. 0 for 5. He's actually in danger of a golden sombrero. Schmidt from the line, the 1-2. Breaking ball just missed. The outside edge with a curveball. The only opinion that matters is that of Jared Molman. He had it outside. Now the 2-2 serve. Pertuz, the left. Reichenborn back 3 steps. He gloves out number 2. Brings Piñango to the dish now. Oh, Hendrick DHing tonight. All of a sudden, the Cubs kind of have just a Piñango fouls back. They just have a myriad of riches in the outfield. 5 outfielders on their roster. Obviously, Crow Armstrong. Casey, who homered in the 8th, he's 19 years old. One pitch misses low, a ball and a strike. Uh-oh. Oh. Yeah, Evan Longoria did not win an MVP. Guys, coming after my trivia question over here. 1-1 pitch is in the dirt. 2 balls and a strike. Just an embarrassment of riches. Casey, Crow Armstrong. Wogu, Piñango, Jonathan Sierra, who had a great series against us in June. Schmidt flips in a strike. It's now 2-2. Let me amend that statement. Casey just celebrated his 20th birthday back on July 8th. So he celebrated a birthday last week. Schmidt's 2-2. Piñango lifts one to shallow right center. This one will fall in for the 15th hit of the night. Piñango his second. And that gives Casey another opportunity. But to go back to the trivia question, and the player at hand, Evan Longoria, stretch where he was like the premier third baseman in all of baseball. made to Casey a pair of lefties. First pitch skips in, ball one. Six nothing South Bend. We're here in the ninth. Runner at first, Pinyango not being held. The 1-0, breaking ball down and away. Two balls and no strikes. Hitters count for Casey, the 2-0, a swing and a miss. Swung over the top of that one. Two balls and a strike. Schmidt, a deep breath. Rests the glove belt high, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. Things getting a little tight at Busch Stadium. Now 6-5 Cardinals on top of the Dodgers. Game one of that series. Schmidt a deep breath. The 2-2. Casey able to lay off on a breaking pitch in the dirt. Count full 3-2. You know what I think is most impressive about this youngster, Casey? Obviously, we saw the power in his last at-bat. But he's hitting .280 against lefties. And he just spoiled one foul off his front foot to stay alive. We'll do it again. 63 at-bats. So, look, we're not going to say it's a huge sample size, but .286, a pair of homers. It's probably one of the big concerns, right, for a young left-handed hitter. How will he fare against left-handed pitching? So far, it has not been an issue for Casey. Canadian outfielder takes a borderline pitch, ruled a ball. He's aboard for the, make it fifth time tonight. Guys have not given away too many at-bats. In this one. Now Wogu the batter. 6-0 lead here in the ninth. Sure he'll take a couple of free swings. Came up empty. First pitch. Pass. It's 0-1. In the home half of the ninth, Chiefs will send Reichenborn, Soto, and Mendoza to the plate. Two on, two out. Schmidt a peek at second. Now the 0-1. Wogu in the air. Deep center field, but the ballpark will hold this one. Tommy Ju puts it away. The ball well struck, but ultimately allowed out number three. Colin Schmidt strands a pair. He puts up a scoreless ninth. Last chance for our Chiefs. We need six to keep playing. Seven to send them home on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
A lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SefQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh.
just about ready to go here in the bottom of the ninth. Well, we have a moment. Do want to give a shout-out to one of our ushers here, Steve Roach, who's been doing this a long time. Both Cardinals and Cup fans, if you've been in the ballpark over the last two decades, you're familiar with Steve, one of our ushers. He's often dancing between innings. He's pretty much retired from this side job, but he is here this weekend. I think it's in the cards to give Steve a little pregame recognition at some point this week. He is just the epitome of fun, a minor league ballpark. Need more Steve Roaches in the world, that's for sure. First pitch ball inside to Tyler Reichenborn. Away we go in the bottom of the ninth. And that's a great thing about Steve, right? It's not been our evening. Reichenborn takes a knee-high strike. It's 1-1. We've been out hit 15-3, outscored 6-0, but you would think we were up 10-2 by watching Steve Roach. So 1-1 swing and a foul back by Reichenborn. It's 1-2. If you're going to be in the ballpark this weekend or are planning to come down to the ballpark, he'll be behind home plate, sections 109, 110. Reichenborn lifts one fouling out of play. Still 1-2 on Reichenborn. Biggie got the last out of the eighth. 1-2 serve, misses away. 2-2. Right-hander set. His next offering. It's in on the hands of Reichenborn, but he's able to spoil it. Two and two, good battle here, and Reichenborn wins the battle. A base hit in the center. C&I single, aggressive turnaround first. Armstrong fired back that way, but Reichenborn in standing. His second reach tonight. Leadoff man aboard in the ninth. Carlos Soto an opportunity. Hey, by the way, we will get our second look at Jordan Wicks. Their starter was fantastic tonight. He punched out 10, career high. He'll go again on Sunday for South Bend. First pitch to Soto outside for a ball, 1-0. Plenty of reasons to be at the ballpark this weekend. Dollar Dogs tomorrow. Soto fouls one away left side. It's 1-1. $2 draft beers on Thursday as part of Thirsty Thursday. Postgame fireworks tomorrow. How could I forget? We'll break out the Orange Barrels jerseys this weekend. And we'll have a family splash day on Sunday. If you haven't been a part of a splash day, it comes highly recommended. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's now 2-1. Members of the chief staff will go around with water balloons, water guns. Buckets of water, perhaps. 2-1 delivery. Way high. 3-3 on the catcher, Soto, who's 0-2 with a free pass tonight. A lot going on this weekend. We still have one more home series to wrap up the month against Fort Wayne. Soto hits a majestic fly ball in the center. Crow Armstrong waiting for it to come down. He secures the first out. One-on-one gone. Here's Mendoza. He's been so good against South Bend this season. He entered action tonight with a .421 batting average against them. But he's punched out all three times tonight. His shortstop ready. The first pitch to him is grounded sharply towards short. This could do it. Over to second. One on to first. A double play. 6-4-3. That's how this ball game ends. A game that was controlled by South Bend. They blank us tonight. 6-0 the final, led from the third pitch of the game on. A leadoff homer from Pete Crow Armstrong, and South Bend never looked back. They improved to 46-36. They're now 10 games over, 12-4 in the second half, pending the Wisconsin result this evening. They could be all alone in first. And as a matter of fact, Wisconsin was walked off tonight by West Michigan. So South Bend now alone in first in the West Division. Obviously a long way to go in the second half, but they do improve to 12-4 and now 12-1 against us. They have had our number, unfortunately. 6-0 the final. That does it for me. This is Cody Schindler saying so long from downtown Peoria where the Cubs win it. We'll do it again tomorrow, 6:35 first pitch. Pair of right-handers, Manzo on the bump for our Chiefs. Franklin on the bump for South Bend. Our coverage is not yet done. The great Brendan Howe will put a bow on things when we return. He'll have the postgame show. That does it for me, Cody Schindler, saying good night. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. One more word from Brendan next.
Right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Peoria Chiefs postgame show. Brendan Howe here with you. Wrapping this one up tonight. The Chiefs fall to the South Bend Cubs in our series opener by a final of 6-0. Not much doing offensively tonight for Peoria. They mustered up just four hits, three of them belonging to LJ Jones. We'll touch upon the Chiefs' lack of offense in just a little bit. Let's start out with the Cubs and how they got the scoring started. It was three pitches into the game when Pete Crow Armstrong blasted a home run deep right field, 423 feet off the bat. It was a moonshot to get things started for the Cubs. And then one inning later, they'd put up two more in the second, the bottom of the order doing the damage. B.J. Murray, an RBI double. Yason Santana, an RBI base hit. As they picked up seven hits in the first couple of innings, did South Bend, and three runs would cross. Dionis Rodriguez appeared like he would be headed for a short outing tonight. Well, fortunately, rather, for the Chiefs, he did settle down as we have tennis balls flying everywhere here at Dozer Park as we are partaking in Pitching for Charity right now, and folks are throwing their tennis balls. I'm sure a few arms will be sore tomorrow as we roll along here on the Peoria Chiefs postgame show. We have a bag of tennis balls up here. I'm not sure if we'll get to throw any, but, you know, an interesting festivity for us to partake in from up here for sure. Back to the task at hand, South Bend. They put up three runs in those first couple of innings, but Dionis Rodriguez, he did settle down moving through the latter half of his outing. He worked five innings. He got through the next three without allowing a run, and then it wasn't until the sixth when Levi Prater emerged out of the pen that South Bend would tack on a couple more. It was a pair of leadoff walks and then an RBI fielder's choice from Pinyango before an RBI groundout would then score the second run and put South Bend up 5-0 through six. They would add on one more in the eighth. Just for good measure, a home run from Owen Casey, his eighth of the season. That was another blast to deep right field. 413, 10 feet shorter than his teammate PCA. Two home runs for the Cubs tonight. They pick up 15 hits in the ballgame, another effort in which Peoria pitching surrenders a boltload of knocks. They gave up 18 against Beloit a couple of nights ago, 15 tonight against the Cubs, as Peoria drops to 5-11 in the second half of the season. South Bend improves to 12-4, and if Wisconsin lost, then they would take full control of the West Division lead in the Midwest League. Let's give you a look at the pitching lines for both starters. We told you Dionis Rodriguez got through five innings, allowed only three but 10 hits. a walk and six strikeouts. For Jordan Wicks for South Bend, he was masterful tonight. Five shutout innings, just one hit, a couple of walks, and 10 strikeouts. That's a season high for him. As we have, looks like somebody got it in Homer's bucket from pitching for charity on top of the pitcher's mound. It's one heck of an effort right there. You're going to leave with a pretty hefty prop toward the Chiefs dugout. He's all excited and fired up. So we have Dustin Fitzpatrick on the PA right now reading out the winner. Congratulations to whoever that is down there in the seating bowl. Leaving yourself with a pretty nice souvenir tonight from Dozier Park. Once again, the final. South Bend wins it 6-0. They do it on 15 hits, no errors. For the Chiefs, no runs, four hits, no errors for them. LJ Jones picked up three hits in his effort tonight as part of the loss for the Chiefs. South Bend has now taken 12 of 13 games from Peoria this season. The other lone hit was from Tyler Reichenborn in the ninth inning. The Chiefs weren't able to do anything with that as they fall in the series opener. This ballgame was played in front of 1,902 spectators tonight at Dozier Park. The game was completed in 2 hours and 47 minutes. We started a couple minutes late at 6:37. We wrapped up at 9:24. Chiefs and Cubs back at it here tomorrow at Dozier Park. First pitch 6:35. Pregame with me at 6:20. Be sure to catch it right here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. That wraps it up for tonight's broadcast. For the entire Chiefs media staff, for Cody Schindler, my name is Brendan Howe. Thanks so long, and thank you for joining us here on this Tuesday night. Back at it tomorrow, Chiefs and Cubs, 6:35, right here, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.